Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to start our Wellness Aesthetics series. We're going to first start with weight loss or fat management. You know, wellness is the quality or state of being healthy in body and mind, especially as a result of deliberate effort. In this case, with deliberate effort, we're talking about getting rid of fat or weight. And, you know, when we say getting rid of fat, we're talking about getting rid of weight because weight and fat go together. That's correct. So when you gain weight, usually you increase your fat mass. And when you increase your fat mass, you gain volume and you gain weight. And so if you look at yourself in the mirror and you look overweight, or you feel that you're overweight, or you know that you're overweight, and you decide that, you know, aesthetically, I want to look better. I want everyone to look at me and see how beautiful I look, see all my appearances, see all my attractiveness. Then what we want to do is we want to fix our body so that we can look better. And in the same token, while you look better and you feel better, you will also improve your wellness by reducing your fat mass. So reducing your fat mass has two benefits. Number one, it helps with your health in your body and your mind, and it helps with your aesthetic appearance. So, losing weight, how do we do that? You know, there's so many ways to lose weight. You know, people have been trying thousands of different ways, diet, exercise, but for some reason, when we lose weight, we gain it back, and when we gain it back, we gain more. When we exercise, we lose weight, but then when we stop exercising, we gain it back. When we go on a special diet, whether it be the Mediterranean diet or the vegan diet or whatever diet you want to go on, you know, you lose some weight and then you gain it back. So it's very hard to maintain your weight if you're not careful. You know, in the past, when men ate, they burnt a lot of calories getting to food. So the cavemen spent a lot of energy running, fighting to catch food, to grow crops. They worked their butt off, and so they burnt a lot of calories getting the food. And then when they got the food, then they had to cook it and they had to eat it, and it burnt a lot of calories doing all of that. Today in America, we never have a problem hunting, because when we hunt in the refrigerator, we always catch food and we don't burn any calories hunting in the refrigerator. Or when we go to the supermarket, guess what? We don't burn any calories because we get in the car, we drive to the supermarket, we walk down a couple aisles, throw everything we want into a basket, get back into our car, drive home. We have not burnt any calories, but we have caught a lot of food. If we go to a restaurant, same thing. You get in your car, you drive to the restaurant, you sit down, they put the food in front of you, you eat it, and then you get back in the car and you drive back home. So in the procurement of food in America today, there is no burning of calories to procure it. So therefore, we are starting with on the wrong side of the scale. Plus, the foods that we have eat is what we call a lot of empty calories. They're food that tastes good, but they're not very nutritious. For instance, an apple from 1950 has as much nutritional value as 20 apples today. So you have to literally eat 20 apples today to get the same nutritional value that you got in an apple from 1950. Well, it's not just an apple. It's everything we eat. Because when we eat food, let's say we take an acre of dirt and we plant a crop, maybe corn, in that acre. Well, the Corn will take the raw materials from the soil. If the soil is rich in raw materials, the corn, or let's say apple or tomatoes, will have a lot more raw materials in them. If the soil is poor in raw materials, the apples or the strawberries or the potatoes or the corn will not have as much raw materials as it would normally have. And so because we keep planting on the same soil, each generation, there's less and less raw material in the soil, and therefore the food has less raw material. So in America today, you can never get enough nutrition in your food, so you have to find a way to find supplements to supplement your diet. So here you are, you're overweight, you don't look good, people look at you and say, oh, look at that overweight person. Or you feel terrible, and you know your percent body fat is 30%, or it's 40 or 50%. And you know the ideal percent body fat is maybe 20 to 22% for women, maybe about 15 to 20% for men. And so we have a lot of fat. So how do we get rid of the fat? Well, number one is exercise. Always exercise is the best way to start off. Second thing is nutrition. The good nutrition, watching your calories is a great way to start. Doing low glycemic foods. What is low glycemic foods? Foods which, when you eat it, does not increase your blood sugar very rapidly. Right? Those are low glycemic foods, and there's an index for that. And for most of you, if you want, if you eat foods with a low glycemic index of less than 50, you're better off. So when you go about to go eat a meal and you have three choices, one with a glycemic index of 5, one with 20, and one with 50, guess what? If you choose the one with 5, then you're doing better. If you do that for every meal, and we always say, what are you going to have for dinner? I don't know. I'll have a little Chinese. I'll have a little Italian. I'll have a little bit American. I'm going to do A, B, and C. I'm not sure which one I want. Well, choose the one with the lowest glycemic index. If you do that, you're not really limiting yourself. You're just choosing the one of the three that is the healthiest for you. That's glycemic index. Glycemic load is, well, once you've eaten the food, how long does it keep your blood sugar high? So a glycemic load that keeps your blood sugar high for a long period of time has a high glycemic load. So you want foods with low glycemic index and a low glycemic load. And if you Google it, there's lots of charts on those. They'll tell you all the foods, what are there. So that's one of the ways you can do it by your nutrition. Right? Of course, you can do a vegan diet, or you can do a Mediterranean diet. You can do a caveman diet. There's lots of ways you can do it. So one way is nutrition and diet are very good ways to stay lean and fit. But let's say that you're overweight and that's not quite enough. Well, then you need to come to someone like myself, and we have something called an HCG diet. The HCG diet, what does it do? Well, when you get on the HCG diet, HCG is a hormone that's secreted by the placenta. And it's secreted by the placenta of babies because that is there to protect the baby. You see, when they noticed back in the 50s that in India there were malnourished women who were giving birth to healthy babies. Well, you have to understand, a baby is a parasite. I'm sorry. Yes, babies, you are parasites. Babies are parasites. And the only function of a baby, they don't care about mom. They care about themselves. And the placenta secretes HCG that says to mom, if you don't provide enough food for the baby, we're going to break your fat down to provide up to 4,000 calories for the baby. So when you give someone HCG, if you were to do a pregnancy test on that person, whether it be a woman or man, they will be pregnant based on a pregnancy test. But the HCG in the man or the woman's body tells the person that if you don't eat much, let's say you eat 500 calories a day, that's not enough calories to feed a baby. So the baby says, all right, now we're going to break down fat to provide up to 4,000 calories for the baby. So when you go on an HCG diet, even though you eat a 500 calorie diet, you are releasing about 4,000 calories of fat each day. So you're actually putting in your system about 4,500 calories of fat is in your system. And so with HD diet, you're going to lose, most women lose 15 to 25 pounds in 42 days, and most men lose about 20 to 30 pounds in 42 days of an HD diet. Now, you don't want to run the HD diet for more than 42 days because after a while, your body gets used to it and it does not work well. So you have to stop after about 40 days, 42 days, and then rest for a few months, and then you can start it again. So the HCD diet is one way that you can actually lose fat. Another way is you can do what we call pure body liposuction. That's where we actually go in. We give you something called tumescent fluids, which is normal saline with some numbing medicine that's put under your skin into your fat, and it numbs the area. Then we use a tiny cannula, and we go into the fat, we break the fat up, and we suck the fat out. And that way, if we do it manually, we can actually sculpt you the way you want to be sculpted. And you can actually, when you're done, you can actually look a lot better because you've lost a lot of fat volume. What is nice about the pure liposuction is that you remove the fat cells from the body. So therefore, you're not releasing any toxins into your system. So, you know, fat cells, 80% of your body's toxins are stored in fat cells. So when you do pure lipo and you remove the fat cells, you're removing the toxins from the system. And as a result, the procedure is very good. There's minimal downtime. You know, if you get a procedure on a Monday, you can go back to work on a Wednesday. It's virtually painless because the numbing medicine pretty much numb the area, and then they give you something to help sedate you a little bit, and it's done locally, so you're pretty much awake, but you don't feel much, and it can be done in an, and at the end of the day, you will lose weight, and you will lose, you'll be sculpted and look really good. So that's a good way to lose fat. All right. Now, I just want to remind you that you're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on 550 KTSA radio. The number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we are talking about wellness, and we're talking about weight loss or fat reduction. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble's and all the other book outlets. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. This is Dr. Williams. We are going through our series on wellness and aesthetics, wellness being the quality or state of being healthy in body and mind, especially as a result of deliberate effort, and aesthetic, optimizing the outward appearance in both beauty and attractiveness. And today we are talking about weight loss or fat loss, by working on weight loss and fat loss, we are able to affect both wellness and aesthetic when we do that. All right. So we talked initially about diet, nutrition, and next we talked about HCG diet, and then we talked about pure body liposuction. Now we're going to talk about strawberry laser. The strawberry laser, you know, in general, lasers for fat reduction is not always good, because when the laser it destroys the fat cell, it ruptures the fat cells, and the fat cells spill toxins into your system. So if you rupture enough fat cells and you don't have a good way to get rid of the toxins, you could actually overload your system with toxins and you could actually get sick from doing that. So you have to be very careful how you do laser treatment for fat reduction. You have to be, you can't do too much at each period of time, and you have to find a way to help the body get rid of the toxins. So when you do the strawberry lipo, what it does, it's only a 20-minute procedure, number one, and each time you use it, you're going to lose about 3 to 4 inches of fat, all right? And it depends on where. It could be your arms, it could be your legs, it could be your abdomen, it could be your back, it could be your sides, it could be your thighs, wherever you put it. It's a 20-minute procedure. And so you are going to, what happens is the fat cells get ruptured by the laser, and the fat cell spills out its contents, which include lipids, which includes water, which includes toxins. And then we have to induce the toxins to get into the lymphatics and be drained into the lymphatic system to the axillary or the groin or the popliteal lymphatic drainage system. And then once they get into that, then we can get it into the liver and the kidneys to get it out of your system. So if you, now what we try to do when you do this treatment, after the procedure, we give you something called like a little body vibration, which helps move the toxins into the lymphatic area. And then we give you some supplements, which helps your body get rid of the toxins. Because doing liposuction with lasers and not helping you get rid of the toxins is not a good thing. So we do everything we can to help you get rid of the toxins, and we only do 20 minutes at a time. And you can come in every other day, maybe 2 or 3 times a week. And in a month's time frame, if you do it, you can lose a fair amount of fat and a fair amount of toxins if done properly. All right. So the strawberry laser works very well. In a month's time frame, you can lose a lot of inches and you can lose a lot of weight with a proper detox. So we have a program set up for it, which will help you do all those things. And, you know, there's some people who may just want to come in and just get, you know, maybe you exercise all the time and you have a little area in your abdomen or your sides that just no matter how hard you exercise, you just cannot get rid of that little area there. Well, those are people that can come in and get 1 or 2 treatments of the strawberry laser and get rid of those areas that they've had a hard time doing. And so that's one indication for it. Now, the other people who have a lot of fat, and those people, that's a different indication. Those people will need about 8 or 9 treatments for the area, 20 minutes each, and they'll find that they will do much better when they do it that way. So the strawberry laser, number one, it's painless. Number two, you just lie there. It feels like a warm blanket. You just glide in and go to sleep. 20 minutes you're woken up. We measure you before you get started. We measure you when you're done. And you could actually see that you have lost inches in the area that we have done it. All right? And so in the abdomen and the back area, traditionally you can lose about 3 to 4 inches per session. All right? Then once that's done, we look at your diet and what you eat in between sessions to help you lose your weight and maintain. And over a month, 8 or 9 treatments in that month time frame, you'll find that you've done very, very well. All right? Just want to remind you, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, the other book outlets. It's available at the website www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Now, we have talking about wellness and aesthetic, and the first one we're talking about is weight loss or fat loss, which affects both wellness and aesthetics. We initially talked about diet and exercise. Then we talked about the HCG diet. Then we talked about pure body liposuction. And then we talked about the strawberry laser. And now we talk about detoxification. You know, you cannot lose weight without detoxification. You cannot. And as you can see that in the pure lipo, you don't have to worry about that because we actually remove the fat cells. In strawberry laser, detoxing is very, very important. In general, you know, your 80% of your fat cells are stored in your, 80% of your toxin is stored in your fat cells. And your fat cells are ravenous. And so the more toxins you have, the bigger your fat cells get. And as you get more and more toxic, your fat cells get bigger and bigger, so you gain inches. And because you put a lot of water in your body, you also gain weight. So the more toxic you are, the fatter you get, and the more you weight. When we detox you, we force the fat cells to give off their toxins. And when the fat cells do that, the fat cells shrink, so you lose inches, number one. And as you give up the toxins, you also give up the fluid, so you lose weight. So when you detox properly, you lose inches and you lose weight. Now, we're not talking about just a colon detox, like a lot of people think that you have to detox colon-wise, or if you shower, you're detoxing. No, we're talking about detoxing to detox your muscles, to detox your liver, to detox your heart, detox your brain, detox your fat, detox your bone, detox your entire body, because your body is full of toxins. You know, when you wake up in the mornings, your brain is clear and your mind is sharp. As you go through the day, more and more chemical reactions, your brain, more and more ideas. Every idea in your brain, every thought in your brain is a chemical reaction. And so as you have more and more chemical reactions, as the day goes along, your brain builds up more and more and more toxins. By the time it's 8, 9 o'clock at night, you say, boy, I'm so tired. I cannot think anymore. I need to go to sleep, because your brain is now full of toxins. When you go to sleep, your body starts cleaning all the toxins out of your brain, and when you wake up in the morning, your brain is clear of the toxins, and now your mind is sharp. Detoxing is no different from if your car needs a tune-up. You don't give it premium fuel. You tune the car. Well, what's a tune-up? A tune-up is detoxifying the car. You take out all the things that are slowing the car down, and you put clean fuel in there. You clean all the stuff, or you change all the nuts and all the bands and stuff, and suddenly your car is running like a well-oiled machine. Well, it's no different from your body. When you detox your body functions better. It's like a well-oiled machine. You feel light on your feet. Your body functions better. So when we put you on a detox, a proper detox like we use with Isogenics, you will find that you're going to lose fat, and therefore you're going to lose inches. And because you lose fat and you lose inches, you lose weight. And so that Isogenic detox is another way to lose weight. Detox, and I tell people that you cannot lose weight without detoxing. So no matter what you do, detox should be part of your weight loss. And as everyone always says, you know, well, doc, how long do I have to do this for? Well, guess what? Having a bowel movement is detoxing. Urinating is detoxing. Breathing out carbon dioxide is detoxing. Showering is detoxing. Washing your hair is detoxing. Brushing your teeth is detoxing. Do you ever ask the question, how long am I going to have to brush my teeth for? Or how long am I going to do number two for? You do it all your life. Therefore, you need to detox all your life. It's no different. You know, you walk into your room, you know, your room gets messy. I'm sorry, your room gets messy. You can be gone for a week. When you come back, a month. When you come back, your room is dirtier than when you started out. Well, guess what? When you clean the room looks better. your body is no different. So you need to detox every day of your life for the rest of your life. And if you do it right, you'll actually live longer and you'll be healthier. And you'll feel light on your feet and you'll function better, just like if you just tuned up your automobile. So detoxing is the ultimate way to lose weight and to reduce your body fat. But like I said, there's lots of other ways to go about it. Number one, exercise. Number two, the proper diet. Less good foods as opposed to empty calories. Pure body liposuction if you have a lot of fat and you want to get there quickly. Strawberry laser, another way to do it. HCG diet. And last but not least, detoxification. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You will listen to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA Radio. The number to call in for more information is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. The email to reach me at is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble and also at Amazon and all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. And we usually give a book to people coming for a consultation in our office. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. You guys have a wonderful evening, and may God bless you. Thank you.